Valerie brings us to 7 o'clock and news time. In your top stories, at this hour, Boza says government needs to replace the 30% pass mark. Western Cape wants the provincial state of disaster to be declared, and exporters welcome the AGOA extension. Build One South Africa's leader Musi Maimane says replacing the 30% pass mark with a 50% minimum for all subjects is the first step towards resolving the country's economic education crisis. To pass matric with minimum requirements, pupils must achieve at least 40% in their home language and two other subjects and 30% in other subjects. However, key gateway subjects such as maths, accounting and physical science continue to record low outcomes. Maimane says the 30% pass mark is nothing more than Bantu education in the modern era. Education Minister Siviwe Gwarube and the Northwest Education MEC Viola Mutsumi will officially launch the 2026 Back to School program in the Northwest today. Gwarube will mark the first day of the academic year at the Shinlolo Primary School in the Letabile Township near Brits. The visit will focus on welcoming learners, particularly Grade R and Grade 1 pupils, starting school for the first time. Gwarube will also inspect the readiness of the National School Nutrition Program to ensure meals are provided from day one. The Basic Education Department says she is expected to engage educators on improving learning outcomes and innovation in classrooms during the 2026 school year. Parents in Gauteng have called for the scrapping of the online school application process. Thousands of learners in the province are still looking for schools for this academic year. Parents queued up outside the district education offices yesterday to get help. They claim they followed the required admission procedure, but their efforts did not yield results. The parents say the online application process has failed them for many years now. The Western Cape government has called on a provincial state of disaster due to the wildfires and water shortages in the province. The Western Cape municipalities have battled huge wildfires since the beginning of summer. The hot weather and rain shortages have also caused water shortages in the province. The MEC for local government, Anton Bredel, says the province is planning to ask the national government to declare the provincial disaster. The declaration will allow the province to shift funds and focus interventions where they are needed most. South African exporters have welcomed the extension of the African Growth Opportunity Act, or AGOA. The United States House of Representatives voted yesterday to extend the act following its expiry last year. The bill will now move to the U.S. Senate. If approved, U.S. President Donald Trump will sign it into law. Economists have still cautioned South Africa not to rely on America for exports, but to pursue export diversification efforts in Europe and within BRICS. International news. U.S. President Donald Trump has encouraged the people of Iran to continue the protests and to topple the regime in their country. The people of Iran are protesting over the high cost of living in the country. An estimated 2,000 people, including security officials, have been killed in nationwide unrest. Security authorities have also arrested over 16,000 protesters. And moving to sports news, Gloucestershire have confirmed the signing of South African lock Jean Klein for next season, with the Premiership side set to add the World Cup winner after his decade-long spell with Munster. Director of Rugby George Skivington praised Klein's edge, experience and winning mentality, while the forward said Gloucestershire's history, support and long-term vision made the move an easy decision. Currently ninth in the Premiership, Gloucestershire have made Klein their fourth signing for next season, following the arrivals of Jack Morgan, Dewey Lake and scrum half Dan Robson. Financials, gold selling at $4,622.84 fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $65.21. A US dollar, R16.35. The British pound, $21.99. And the euro, R19.05. A Bitcoin is currently $95,518.01. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Moving on to see what's happening weather-wise around the morning, around the province this morning. And looking at the weather supplied by the SA Weather Service, starting with severe weather alerts. There are no impact-based warnings, fire dangers, but there are advisories. A heat wave with persistently high temperatures expected over most parts of the province.